Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast this day. It's good to have you join me. On yesterday's broadcast, I began a message I've entitled The Dangers of Self-Reliance. Now, that's something we might not think about in great depth, because to be self-reliant, just to use that term or phrase, we think, well, hey, that's a pretty good thing. Why? Because that's something the world desires and adulates and would find something very commendable, that someone is self-reliant. And, you know, that's kind of the American, part of the American character, the pioneer spirit, if you will, to be self-reliant, not to depend on others. And, of course, there are some virtues with that in a natural way, but when it comes to the things of the Lord and our walk with God, that is where we can get into some really hot water. And we are looking at the life of David, where he did that very thing. He started taking things into his own hands. After he had had considerable success, he was established as king over all Israel. He'd been through a lot of battles. Goodness, all those years he ran from Saul. And then the work that was accomplished, he was a man of war, which of course was why he wasn't allowed to build the temple, because he was busy and expanded the kingdom. He did so much for Israel. And yet, we see that because he was flesh and blood, as all of us, we are all in danger of falling prey to the snares of the enemy. And what I'm sharing in 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter, we were seeing that he stayed home from battle. He didn't go out with Joab and the rest of the armies at the time kings normally go to war. And as a result, he was tempted by Bathsheba. He gave into that temptation. As a result, she is pregnant. He devises a scheme to cover up his sin. And that's what I'd like to go to right now. We were in the book of 2 Samuel. And let's see, I did read with you verse 11. He was trying to get Uriah to go to his house, and of course Uriah, being a man of integrity and very loyal to the cause of the king and to Israel's, he was a champion in terms of Israel's war. He was one of David's mighty men. If you read later on in the book, Uriah the Hittite was called one of David's mighty men. But let's look at verse 12 now, and I'm going to share those first seven verses. And as you will see, that David, for quite a period of time, it was almost a year, he covered up his sin, or attempted to. And in verse 1 of chapter 12, we read, "And the Lord sent Nathan unto David." Nathan, of course, was a prophet who ministered at that time. "And he came unto him and said unto him, There were two men in one city, the one rich, the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb." And because if you're familiar with the story, I just want to take the time to read all of it. Verse 4, "There came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him. But he took the poor man's lamb." That's all that poor man had, was one little lamb. He dressed it for the man that was come to him. Now, this was like a parable, if you will. Listen to what David does. Verse 5, "And David's anger was kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, "As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing, and because he had no pity." Verse 7, "And Nathan said to David, Thou art the man." And he proceeds with a prophetic word from God. And verse 9, he goes on in this word that God is giving him, "Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon." You see, basically, he sent him into battle in the front lines in a place where he was almost surely going to be killed, and that's exactly what happened. Verse 10 says, "Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me." What strong language the Lord is using to David. "And hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord," verse 11, I just have to go on reading, "because I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house." As you know the story of David, that's exactly what happened. "And I will take thy wives before thine eyes and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this sun. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun." And then to David's credit, David said unto Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." So he acknowledged his sin. That was one thing about David. Saul, when he was confronted by the prophet, by Samuel, he said, "Yeah, no, it wasn't me. It was the people. You know, they made me do all this." But David was honest, and he was able to confess and repent of his sin. But look at the strong verbiage the Lord used to despise. "Thou hast despised the commandment of the Lord." That means to look down with contempt or aversion, to regard as negligible, worthless, or distasteful, to scorn or disdain. And he's basically saying, you know, he's shown contempt for Yahweh to do evil in his sight. Let me now read verses 7 through 8, which I didn't. And this gives more of the Lord's heart. "And Nathan said unto David, Thou art the man." And he goes on prophetically to say, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah." And he lists, this is heartbreaking, "And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things." Then he goes on to say, "Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight?" Basically, he's saying, "I also gave you the daughters of Israel and Judah. All Israel, all Judah was in thy power." Another translation says, "If this had been too little, I could go further, have given thee more and more of such things." Another translation says, "If that were not enough, more should be thine for the asking." David, beloved, had power, but he used his power in an ungodly way, in an unrighteous way. And what am I sharing? I'm talking about the dangers of self-reliance. Let's look at what James says in his gospel, in James, the first chapter. I want to read verse 15. "Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death." Beloved, when we begin, even unwittingly, I mean, that's how sin starts. It's just a small thing, but what happens? We see that this sin of which David became guilty of affected the rest of his life in a negative way. He paid a price for his showing contempt, if you will, of God's commandment. And the pitiful thing is, the Lord is saying, "David, look at all I've given you. Look all that I've done for you. And if that wasn't enough, all you had to do was ask me. But instead, I'm paraphrasing, you took matters into your own hands. You sought to go after something you wanted in a way that allowed you to get gratification, to get satisfaction for that which you desired, and did not consider the ways of the Lord. And beloved, my question to you, to myself, is how often are we tempted to do this, to be self-reliant? We've prayed, and at least to say in our case, we haven't received the thing that we desired, so we go after it in our own way. And what's another example that comes to mind is look at Abraham. God promised him a son out of his own loins. So guess what? The answer's delayed. So, Sarah and he started talking about it, and Sarah says, you know what, why don't you just take Hagar? Take Hagar, my handmaid, and you can have a son through her. And, of course, that's what he did. And, beloved, not only was it a thorn in their flesh during the lifetime of Isaac, but through the generations up into our present day. The descendants of Ishmael are the Arabs of this day, beloved. There is great danger if we start to take things into our own hands and do not realize that we are getting into very dangerous waters when we do that. Now, I want to be looking at another passage that actually a couple parallel passages that relate to the life of David. We're going to be looking at 1 Chronicles 21 and 2 Samuel 24, but I can see that my time right now is gone, and we're going to go into this new arena on tomorrow's broadcast, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow. But for now, I want to thank you for your prayer support. I thank you for joining me today. And if the Holy Spirit's moving upon you to connect with this ministry, He has a purpose. Take just a few moments if you have email, the internet, and send me an email at the Unveil Christ website. Or if you want to just send an old-fashioned letter, that's how I respond through the ministry of correspondence. I invite you to do so. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll get together at the same time tomorrow. Thank you. God bless you. I love you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,